Have you guys noticed that you can't go anywhere without seeing designer this or designer that? Even designer furniture. On my social feeds and celebrity homes, it's everywhere. Have you seen how expensive these are? Well, if you want the sofa or recliner or bed that broke the internet, you don't have to go broke to get it. Because Designer Looks Furniture has all the same styles and trends, but without the designer prices. Oh, and they're well made too. It's the whole package. Check them out. Designer Looks at Value City Furniture or designerlooks.com.
Vitaly ZDTV back in the day. And now, what is your handle officially?
Vitaly the Goat. Because Instagram deleted both of my accounts.
That's been your life, dude.
Yeah.
Getting deleted.
Yeah, but they can't delete me fully.
Welcome to Ohio.
Thank you. Pleasure.
We got to hang out a little bit yesterday, like some fireworks, some backyard fireworks, which you've never got to do.
Nope.
Before is fun. Breaking the ice. We haven't seen each other for a very long time.
How long has it been?
I think 4 years when we met in LA for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Very briefly.
First piece of content that we've made.
That's in 8 years or 7 years.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Time be flying.
The last collab we did is the movie. That was 2015.
Actually?
15, 16. We filmed it 2015. We released it 2016.
That's the last thing we did?
I think 7 years, yeah.
Holy cow, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
And I've just been here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Raising kids and
having babies.
Thank you, bro. Listen, there's a lot of heat on this episode.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of people right out the gate upset that you're sitting here. But I also think there's a lot of people that want to hear this story.
Yep.
They want to see what's going on. They want to know what Vitaly did.
Yeah.
Is there consequences? Are you a new person? Have you changed? These are the things I want to hit today.
Of course.
I've known you for, I flew you here in when you were 19.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
After you made your viral zombie prank.
Yep.
Dude.
In the pink limo.
You're 30 now.
I know.
Oh, the pink
limo. We have a lot of history.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I love you as a brother.
Thank you. I love you
too. Always have. And I want to see what you have to say today, because this is all actually a mystery to me.
Yeah.
We have not spoke about this at all. And with the podcast, I like that. I don't want to talk before we hit the podcast about these things. So I want it to be real. I want it to be raw. I want it to be uncut. I want to jump into Vitaly. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm sober. I've been sober for 8 months now.
8 months.
Yeah, it was hard.
I've never seen sober Vitaly.
I know, right?
Wow.
It's crazy.
Your pupils are normal.
I feel better than ever. That was a hard change, but taking one step at a time. But honestly, like before the first month, second month, looking at alcohol was very triggering, but I think I passed that stage.
So you're not wanting alcohol.
Yeah, I feel so motivated. My head's clear, you know. And because of drugs and alcohol, I made a huge mistake that I'm going to regret for the rest of my life. And, you know, I disappointed a lot of people. So I think God gave me another chance. Why would I want that up again?
Do you really feel that way? Like you've been given another chance?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love hearing that, especially from you, bro. I mean,
people make mistakes, you know, and nobody's perfect. And it's what you make out of it. You know, I'm a changed man, you know. If that didn't happen, I probably would have died of an overdose.
Interesting.
It's horrible what happened. It could, wrong time, wrong place, could have been anybody. But if you want to jump straight in, talk about that.
Yeah, do you want to start with this, or do you want to lead with a little lighthearted conversation?
We can leave the cherry on pie at the end. Up to you. This is your podcast, Roman. I have a lot to talk about. I broke my back. I broke my neck. I went to jail in Egypt for 5 days. I blew up the bang bus. A lot has happened, man. I don't know. So you tell me what you want to hear.
How much of these things that happened to you do you think is karma from jacked up things you've done in the past? Do you think any of that?
Karma?
Like, this happened because I did this. Do you ever think about any of that?
Dude, I think what happened is, dude, I got too much money way too fast. You know,
young.
The fame got to my head. I was living in this $6 million mansion in Miami on the water and just fell into the
world's hands.
Yeah. Every day people coming over, you know, blowing lines, popping ecstasies, jumping in a pool. You know, it was just, at the time it looked cool, but now I'm looking back at it, it's just I was living in the fast lane.
You become invincible.
Exactly.
You think you're invincible. I know Britt and I have discussed many times, if I had money when I was young, in my teens, 19, 20, through any of my 20s, I would have crashed and burned 100%. I would have.
Most people do.
I don't believe I was given money until I was able to be responsible with money.
Yeah.
And I was 30 years old when I got money. You were 19. You were seeing money that most 19-year-olds do for making videos, getting chased by black people in the hood, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. It was insane. And as people watching this, I have the apology video already up on my YouTube, my first real upload probably in 2.5 years.
And this is apology?
About the incident, letting my fans down, about talking about drugs and alcohol and how they f***ed up my life and jeopardized my career. So, Yeah, it was
so
a tough one. Yeah, I recently filmed that. I filmed it many times before, but I wasn't sober. So I was like, I was lying to people. And I was like, one take, no cuts. I filmed it in the studio before. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to videos. Even the apology video, I wanted to be like a black person. It was bad. I just set my camera on the couch and just talked.
Are we looking and hearing a real new Vitaly right now?
A real new Vitaly.
Like, this is actually a new person, new human.
A new human. I lost everything. I'm starting from scratch. And not only that I lost everything, I cut everybody out of my life. The people that you thought you were friends aren't your friends. And, you know, it's just me, my mom, my beautiful girlfriend. And I'm just excited to make content again, actually out of love, not for money. Like, when we started, it was really fun. But then... Yeah.
God, it was
it's
so
the pressure.
Fun.
Like, please stop upload videos. I got 20 million views in a day, 2 days. And then I was like, if I get 1 million views, I'm doing something bad. Now I can't even get 500,000 views on the YouTube video. Of course, the big break, the YouTube subscription change and stuff. But now I actually make it out of love. You know, I want to prove myself and to the people that love me, because people are still begging me every day. My Facebook is huge. I read all the inboxes and stuff. People saying, please come back. You were the best. Please come back. You know, it gives me that motivation, you know, and I feel like I was born on this earth to make people laugh and inspire and share my creativity.
You have a special gift in the prank world, in the antagonistic, like you do it differently than anybody.
Thank you.
Anybody. And I watched this from day one.
Yeah, thank you. That's very inspiring. You make me want to go out there now.
No, but like there's only one Vitaly. Yeah. There's a lot of people that acted like Vitaly.
Yeah.
But to this day, I only know you as there's no acting. Like, you are actually insane. Like, you're the craziest human I know for the last 10 years, but it's zero act.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually crazy sometimes, bro. Yeah. You would come up to me in that apartment. Your eyes are boiling, bro. Your pupils are this big. I'm like, that's Vitaly. He's not acting. He's crazy right now, bro. You're probably on cocaine.
No, I wasn't. No. I was never doing cocaine behind your back. Only at a parties. No, I was not waking.
You would come home. I was staying at your apartment.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched a guy die on the street, bro.
I never said that. Stop scaring my girlfriend.
No, bro.
No, but I got a lot of stories. Yeah.
But I can say that you're not trying to act crazy. That's who you are.
Yeah.
You chasing dudes in the hood as a zombie. That is really Vitaly.
Yeah.
That was before there was acting. That was before the pranks were fake. That was before. That was real Vitaly.
Yeah.
That's the guy I know. The guy that climbs the Hollywood sign. Right? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I like making pranks. I'm not going to climb the Hollywood sign.
Wrestles the bull.
You do crazy stuff. You broke your back skydiving.
And my neck.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. So I have my skydiving license and I have 150 jumps. So I wanted to go in this big project to Turkey with the custom canopy that says Vitalian Sensor to promote my brand when my shoot opens. And I ordered the canopy through another instructor that has like 7,000 jumps. And we order my size. Everything should be good. We order the canopy. I jump. Everything's perfectly fine. Actually, no, it's not. I can't turn left and right. I'm like, why is this so hard? My other canopy, you just literally pull it right, you dive left and right. So, and then I talk to him. He's like, get used to it. You know, it's your first jump. I'm like, all right. So I keep jumping. I still don't like it. I'm like, all right, ninth, eighth jump. I jump, I skydive, and I'm flying towards the ground so fast. And I'm looking at the ground, and I said, if I flare too high, I'm going nose first. Usually what happens if you're scared to really flare,
you're supposed to fly into the wind. So the wind stops you. And so you slide across grass on your butt. This time the wind stopped during my jump. So I'm flying 90 degrees straight down. So I stick out my legs. I was like, I can't flare. I tried to flare. It just doesn't stop. Cause I'll tell you why later. I land on my butt and the impact was so hard. It shattered through my whole spine and broke my C1. C1 is your most dangerous part of your neck you can break. The doctor said, how are you?
Is it high or low?
It's high. It's right here. I didn't even know my neck was broken. I was still moving. And then I was like, I probably didn't break it. My just tailbone. The doctor says, you broke your L4 and it shifted to the right. If it would have shifted to the left, you would have been paralyzed, legs down. And I couldn't walk for 5 months. I had to start learning how to walk again for 5 months. And now I'm looking back at it. I recently sold that parachute because I was going to get a new one. And my friend opens the canopy, Jay Alvarez, because he's very experienced with this. And there's directions and some instructions. Professionals only, wing suiters only. Do not use over 200 pounds. I was 220. Oh, no beginners, no intermediate, like bold. And I was like, why did this happen? We ordered my size. Like, nah, because you ordered it with a logo and you want it rushed, they kind of give you kind of what they can make you. So it kind of wasn't my fault, but it was my fault. But it was a big lesson. Like, dude, I never thought in my life I would break my back and my neck. And it was the most horrible pain of my life.
Oh, you're lucky to be walking.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Or maybe even be alive.
Yeah, even having a second. Dude, I broke my neck. C1, the most dangerous part.
And that wasn't like, were your eyes open to like make life changes from that? Or did you continue to be crazy?
No, actually, I wasn't crazy because I was just with my girlfriend in Bali and everybody was jumping from this 50 or 80 foot cliff into the water. Even the girl jumped. I'm like, I can't do this. What the fuck is going on? I was like, I think I'm not crazy anymore. And yeah, I don't know. I think so. It impacted me. But honestly, would I skydive again? Probably.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it. But
you looked happy skydiving. I would see you. You seemed like that was a natural thrill.
Yeah,
that could maybe outweigh any type of drug.
Yeah,
it was like a high.
Yeah,
it literally
was. It was the craziest high ever.
But you looked happy when you were doing it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, it's like you found a natural drug.
Yeah, because every time you jump out of your plane, it's like, is this my last jump?
Am I gonna walk after this?
Yeah,
that's a crazy thought. We've been a couple times.
I saw you. Weren't you scared? Like you said, you probably might not do it.
I really enjoy it. Of course, I'm scared, but I think that's the fun of it.
Yeah,
I like being scared. Knowing I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Right. But Brittany missed. We got to skydive in Dubai over the pond.
Over the pond. That was my first jump.
Which
tandem.
Was stunning.
Yeah.
She missed it because she was hungover.
See what alcohol. I didn't want to puke on the guy. No, I can't.
See what alcohol does, man?
Bro, it's amazing how much on this podcast we've already had topics of this stuff and how much it affects your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's drugs or alcohol or vaping or like we've had conversations on all this stuff now. Which I never thought that would be
that you would be topic. Sitting with me here sober. We're both sober.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see you sober, bro.
Nah.
But you're 30 now.
I really wanted to quit for a long time. It was just a cycle,
it's
man.
It's hard.
It's a cycle. Like, I wasn't like an alcoholic, but I was a bender drinking. Like, you know, if Friday night comes, I would come home Monday without sleep. So I would go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I would drink for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that I missed. You know, my body missed those days. I'm going to make it up to you in those 3 days.
Wow.
That was my mentality.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's people listening right now.
And it's horrible.
In the exact position that they're stuck in. Yep. Right? It is a trap.
Yep. You don't think you're addicted, but in reality, you are.
It's stealing life.
Stealing life. You know how many brand deals I lost? Not because the incident, but before that, like where companies flew me out. And as soon as I'm in the new country and I'm like, I go with drink, get coked up and come back to my shoot the next day. And they're like, this guy's insane, like cancel. Like,
cancel your brands. When you flew in for?
No, it was Poker Stars. I was gonna get a multi-million dollar deal with Poker Stars. And I didn't know I actually had to play poker. I emailed them and I lied and I said, I do know how to play. So on the flight to Bahamas, I'm learning how to play poker
through
YouTube videos. And this is Kevin Hart, all the celebrities. They give me a $10,000 buy-in. So I fly to Bahamas. I'm so excited, no sleep, alcohol, room service, boom. Go out and then in the morning I have to show up. I show up to the table and I'm so bad at playing poker that people thought I was this good and I was bluffing. I was winning, bro. My chips were stacking up and these people are thinking about their next move. I'm like, what do you do? Calling your mom to transfer you money? Come on, by the time you do this, I'm gonna take a nap. I will climb on the table, take it, go like this. And be, are you ready yet to do your hand?
I can visualize that
perfectly. Yeah, that's
and
the
then
tally.
I got yeah, like, I got like $250,000 to $300,000, and it's supposed to be a 3-day contest. And I'm just so confident at this point. If I already won that, I'm going all in, and I lost everything.
Oh my God, one hand.
Yeah, I lost everything, because I was gonna get to keep the money, whatever I won, but and then they just they're like, "Tell me, yeah, we'll call you back." They would call me back. I mean, I don't blame them.
It's your life story, dude.
Yeah, my
build the nest and lose it.
Yeah, my breath smelled like alcohol. They knew. It's you know, I was wearing glasses, so they couldn't really tell the eyes. I was part of the character.
Holy cow! Man.
Anyways, yeah.
So,
should we go back to
you're actually alcohol free?
Yeah, alcohol free, drugs free. Yeah, I was addicted to Adderall the last like 3 years so bad. Like people take 30 milligrams a day, 2 pills a day. I was popping 130 milligrams. I was taking 30 milligrams every 2 days.
And you're probably stacking that, right? With alcohol. And,
No, I was doing it throughout the day, but my bank account went up because of that, because of Adderall. Because all you do is work and you just like, what an email, like this.
It's the limitless. Limitless.
Yeah, pill. Yeah. It makes you focus.
I don't know anything about Adderall. Yeah. I certainly don't.
I was taking it one time.
Yeah. You did?
And then I was just like, oh my gosh, how do I get more of this? But I was in high school.
Yeah. No, it's
tried
addicting.
It. It's so bad.
Some people, it's hard to come off of it. There's times where it just, you know,
but
just
it's
stop.
Designed to help people, right? There's a reason you get prescribed
I
Adderall.
Think it's for people that are already
it's meth. It's meth, bro. It's legal meth. Methamphetamine. Yeah. Methamphetamine.
It's supposed to bring you down, but I think most... That's not really why they use it.
I mean, yeah, you're kind of happy during the time because it, you know, brings your endorphins.
You could tell. Like, we were at high school and my whole table, we had all tried it. And we were all sitting there doing our homework at lunch.
Yeah, it makes you work. It makes you work. Like
focus.
Yeah,
we're making it sound like a good thing, bro.
No. So, yeah, I just cut that out.
No.
Yeah, I think that was made me always also too aggressive too, because I was always on edge. I'm like, oh, yeah. I just need to work and stuff like that. But
listen, the Vitaly that I remember couldn't sit at this table this long already.
Wow.
Bro, you remember trying to write a movie with you?
But let's be clear before everybody. So the only drugs I tried, should I list them?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I never was a pillar popper. That's my one thing I would never do.
What's Adderall?
The downers. No. Only uppers. Cocaine, ecstasy, Adderall.
People want downers?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah. And that's it. And ketamine. But ketamine is kind of weird. I don't know. But I would never pop like a painkiller. That's how people really die. Like all the, you know, overdose. I mean, you can overdose and everything. But so I'm not a pill popper, but it's horrible, man. It's looking back at it, I'm so happy.
Is smoking weed an upper or downer?
It's a... I only smoke weed before bed. I was never really a pothead.
So maybe a downer makes you sleepy.
I feel like it's more of a downer.
Downer. I hate weed.
I don't know anything about this stuff.
It's a little aggressive word because so many people are watching the smoke weed. I don't hate weed. It's just I get the munchies, bro. I can't control. You see how I eat.
Oh, I filled your whole fridge with pudding.
Yeah, and I ate it all. No, yeah, I don't actually smoke weed. Yeah, like I would, yeah, sure, I take a puff here and there once a month, maybe before bed if I can't sleep. It helps me really sleep. Mm. I don't have dreams. I don't have nightmares.
Yeah, no, it helps a lot of people.
Yeah, right? I think it would help a lot of people. Medically helps a lot of people.
I'm so out of the loop.
I think it's a little over.
You never smoked weed in your life.
Back in high school. That's literally, you know, when everybody, I think, tried it in my school and I didn't like it at all. I'd literally fall asleep on my friend's couch.
Yeah. So I don't know how people wake up and smoke, wake and bake.
I think some people lift some. Like I know people you get that smoke, they feel great.
It's just for some people.
But I will say this, a lot of people I know, and it's certainly not for everybody, every idea they pitch me while they're high is so bad, but they think it's so good. Is that a real thing or am I crazy?
I think so. That's funny that you brought that up. I think so. I don't remember pitching any ideas high.
They were all bad. Yeah. No, I don't know. It might be just me.
Okay, let's go back to living in Miami, $6 million house on the ocean.
Yeah. COVID hits. Mushrooms come out. A lot of mushrooms come out. I have my own jet ski in the backyard. I was popping, I was taking the normal dose of taking mushrooms to get high is 3.5 grams. I was taking 30 every other day because if you take it every day, you can't get high. So I'll wait till it leaves my body and take it. And I'll go on my jet ski in the middle of the ocean through a thunderstorm, lightning, and just listening to music and just living life.
You just...
Dude, I was just in the different zone. Like, I was happy.
What are you seeing out there?
Everything, dude. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, it was cool. Of course, I did on the sunny days too, but like listening to Ram Dass, the spiritual books, like, you know, I was going alone, like in the middle of the ocean, not bothering anybody.
During a storm.
Oh, during the storm was the best time.
Does that sound crazy to you?
The first time I bought the jet ski was a storm. The helicopter came out after the storm. All the coast guards came out. But the ocean is free, so they can't tell me to slow down. So they just surrounded me waiting for something to happen. Yeah.
You're out there in the ocean.
Yeah.
You're high as a kite.
Yeah. Well, there's times I'm sober too.
Are you seeing things? Like when the Coast Guard rolls up around you and you're high on mushrooms, what do you see?
I laugh at them.
Are Coast Guards like
robots? No, they didn't come close to me. What I did, I was like, how do I not die going through? Because the jet ski goes 90 miles an hour. So how do I not die flying through a wave? You see every single detail in the wave, how it's going to break, how it's going to go. So I'm just following the path.
Actually?
Yeah.
You think you're seeing it or you actually?
No, I'm actually... I haven't fell off my jet ski
the whole time. I haven't fell off a brick wall.
I'm going 60 miles an hour through waves, and I haven't crashed my jet ski once. I mean, because I don't just go and hold it like like how people cut lanes and just hold.
You're like a drug salesman, bro. Every drug you're talking about sounds good. I'm cutting through waves. I can see the future.
Mushrooms are good. I never had a bad trip until that one time where I flew. So I was COVID mushrooms. I was bored. I was shooting battalion sensor. People were scared to fly to my house because of COVID. Mm. So I was alone. So I was like, I'm going to take my jet ski and have fun alone. And my friends decided to come to shoot for battalion censored. And you know, when they say, when you take mushrooms with other people, you might have a bad trip. So I decided to double my dosage. I took 60 grams of mushrooms. That's 17 times more than an average person should take. I know, pushing to the limit, like my pranks, like everything in life. Crazy. That's what I talked about in my video on my YouTube channel. Because I'm crazy. And then, took those mushrooms. Everyone takes mushrooms, but obviously normal dosage. Everyone just starts throwing up in my house, outside my house. Like, that's what mushrooms make you do, when you start getting it. And it took one person to piss me off out of my friends. He pissed me off, and I don't know what changed in my brain. Everything, I thought I was dying. I thought the whole world is stripping. I poisoned the whole world. And I said, everyone hates me. I thought about you. I thought about all the biggest YouTubers that I work with. Like, nobody's ever going to work with me again. Like, I feel like I manifested this because the incident happened 15 minutes later. I thought I had cops on my roof with snipers. I hear voices. Get on the ground, Vitaly, get on the ground. And I literally get on the ground. There's nobody on my roof. And they're just like, get on the ground. I was like, just fucking, at this point, I was like, could just shoot me. Like, I was like, open my mouth, close. It was terrible. I was panicking, and I was like, please guys, shut up. And they keep trying laughing and talking to me. I'm like,
they're watching me. They're crazy.
I'm going crazy. Yeah. Like, I live like a block away from the beach. So I just started jogging to the beach. I was like, no, something bad's going to happen. I need to go back. So I go back to the house. They start talking again. I'm like, dude, it was just so bad. I was like, I hear my mom. My mom lives in LA. She's like, Vitaly, everything's going to be okay. I lay on the ground in the middle of the road and I'm counting down. It says from 60 seconds, when it hits 1 second, I'm dead. So I'm getting ready to die. I'm like 60.
Oh my God. 59,
58, 50. Dude, my chest was pumping out. I couldn't breathe. You hear the birds, the parrots flying around you. I'm like, the house is just, dude, it was bad. And then I'm running for help to people. Like, people are getting scared. And I just have flashbacks from this. I see this girl jogging, and she's, the TMZ article lied. I did not jump out of the bushes. She's running towards me. Last thing I remember is, please help, please help. And I tried to hug her, and she pushed me or whatever. I hit her, and I realized what I was doing on top of her. And I was like, what the? And I didn't even run back to the house. The article says I tried to hit my house. I didn't know what was happening. I walked back to the house, and then my security came 5 minutes late because my friends called my security. We're like, we can't calm Vitaly down. Mm. You need to be here now. And he's like an ex-cop. Like, I just needed to get knocked out by my friends. Like, I'm sorry, they shouldn't have done that. But, he came, and then he's like, somebody wants to speak to you outside. And I'm like, what? I'm like, so high, police. I'm like, okay, well, sure, I haven't done nothing wrong. And I walk outside, and they just handcuff me. There's a video on YouTube. They arrest me. But while they're arresting me, I think that they're tripping. The cops are tripping. And I was like, I need to save this whole world. So I'm trying. In the video, I say, listen, guys, listen. And I can't continue because I can't put my speech together. But what I was going to try to tell them, if you turn off your sirens and you stop talking and let me go to sleep, I'll wake up sober and you guys will be sober. But when you're on mushrooms, you can't put two, that much mushrooms, you can't put two and two words together. And then I just remember going to jail and coming closer to reality. And then somebody told me what happened. I was like, what am I charged for? And just, that's it. My life just fucking crashed. And yeah, actually I have a letter that I wrote to her the next day to the girl that nobody knows about it. And would you guys like me to read it for you?
Do you have that? Are you?
Yeah,
you
I have it on my
My next question was, have you spoke to this woman?
I have not spoke to her till this day.
Wow.
That's how I tried to lay her apology letter. Like, obviously she shouldn't forgive me, but how sorry. And that's not me. I had no, I didn't know her. I didn't know what I did.
Oh, you were a demon.
Yeah, but a demon's the thing came out of me, bro. I didn't, yeah. I mean, it could have been a guy, it could have been anybody. It's not just I was big, oh, let me find a helpless girl and do this to her. I didn't know what I was doing at a time. Yeah, so I wrote her, tried to write her apology letter. And to reach out to my lawyer, I didn't know her name, nothing. Like, I was going to give dude, I was ready to give her my whole world, bro. I just felt, I still to this day, I just feel terrible that I haven't spoken, you know. I mean, it's the law. You can't. So.
You haven't spoken to her. You don't even know if she's read the letter.
She read the letter.
She has read the letter.
She read the letter, yeah.
Just through lawyers?
Through lawyers,
is this a current situation that's still active?
I'm still not allowed to talk about what how it ended, but
okay.
My charges got dismissed.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, I'm not a felon anymore.
So this is over?
Yeah, it's been over.
I did not know.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, it's been over. My charges got dismissed. I was getting deported, but yeah.
Okay, so the felony charges have dropped.
Dismissed, yeah.
Like, as in she dropped them or like your lawyers got them dropped? Or
my lawyers came to agreement, but I can't say more than that.
Okay.
That's typical court. We've been in some suits where you can't.
Yeah, you
can't speak of. Yeah. That's the last time you did mushrooms?
Yes.
I would hope so. So this situation has definitely changed your life.
Yeah, dude, I was broken. Next day, all my brand deals dropped me. I was making so much money from brand deals.
The world dropped you.
Yeah, the world. And I have nobody to blame but myself. So it's not like I'm asking for forgiveness from any of these people watching or listening. I fucked up. I take the full responsibility. And I know it will never happen again. But shit happens. I fucked up badly, you know? And yeah, I was just suicidal, bro. I was sitting in I lost the house and I was just living. I'm so sorry. My lawyer. It's funny.
Got him on speed.
Because I wanted to ask him what I can speak about.
Yeah.
You know?
As far as court goes, I think you've been safe.
Yeah, no. Where did I lift off? Sorry. About suicidally, I lost the house. I didn't want to walk on the streets, bro. I was just so embarrassed, man. I didn't want to get to a grocery store. I didn't want to buy water. I didn't want to do anything. Like, I just didn't want to do anything. And it took me a long time to get out of the house and kind of be normal again. But people were still coming up to me and tell me how much they love me, you know? All the online hate, nobody ever said it to my face.
Yeah, that's...
But still, like, you go to a meeting or shake the other people's hand and you're like looking them in the eyes, do they know this or not? That's what's killing me inside.
They do. That's probably the answer.
I mean, you say they do. A lot of people that I talk to, some didn't know until I brought it up. So,
well, I didn't know anything about the results or...
No, not the results, about even the whole situation. But yeah, I have the apology video to my fans and let the world know how badly I fucked up and because of drugs and alcohol, because that's not who I am. And hopefully, you know, not asking for forgiveness, but I guess actions speak louder than the words, and I'll show the world
that
I'm a decent human being.
Definitely have to earn it now.
Yeah.
All right, guys, quick shout out to Babbel. Got to give love to the sponsors, those that support this channel. Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I regret weekly that I did not learn Spanish. I thought I would never need it, and here I am wishing I learned Spanish. That is what Babbel's all about. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you will actually use in the real world. I want to tackle Spanish. Like, I legit want to tackle Spanish. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but with Babbel, lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation. I can even barely speak English and accent. There are so many ways to learn about Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription. You go to babbel.com/Roman. That's babbel.com/Roman. R-O-M-A-N. Up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Wow, man, what a roller coaster.
Yeah, I think for us, it was like you had a boxing fight not long ago. We posted.
True.
Always, you know, we've been with you for how many years? Yeah, forever.
For 11,
we'll,
12 years.
We'll literally always support you no matter what, your family. And the hate that I got for supporting you, I was like, holy cow. I had no idea like people actually felt that way.
Yeah.
So it was a big eye-opening to us that's like, okay, people mess up. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, we're going to support you. In no matter what you
do. Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. A lot of people, a lot of people got scared and backed off, but like, there's a lot of people that didn't. A lot of people like, no, we love you. This is not who you are. And you know,
as family, like I consider you somebody I love and care about. So when something bad happens to anybody in my family, I would want to see them become the best version of themselves eventually and to become a new person. And I would want, if I really messed up, I would hope that I still had support from those that love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for a situation like you, gosh, I remember back when Logan was getting canceled for the Forest stuff. It was like, I know these people and I care about these people. So I still look at them as somebody I care about and mm-hmm. I want what's best for them. Mm-hmm. And with time, I believe time is the ultimate healer.
Yeah, for sure.
So for you, redeeming yourself or coming back, it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time to show people that I'm not the Vitaly you used to know.
Yeah.
Maybe some people are going to be bummed about that. People like crazy Vitaly.
Yeah.
That's your brand.
I'm the new Vitaly, the better version of Vitaly, the more humble version, you know?
So I'm as somebody that loves and cares about you, I'm excited to see this.
Thank you.
I know you're talking about it right now, but I believe you're going to show people.
Yeah.
I had to hang with you yesterday.
Yeah.
Totally different human, bro. You were entertained by fireworks. Yeah, it's not who I know.
Thank you.
Vitaly, I know you'd have to be shooting them at yourself.
Yeah.
And running through fire to be entertained.
I know. You made a joke about it. I was like, are we going to light up a tree?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's great to see you, first of all, and it's great to hear this stuff because I'm really out of the loop as well.
Yeah, nobody. You're in.
Yeah.
A lot of people want me in their podcast. You're the first one. I saved the room for you guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. Nice.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Of course.
I know the viewers are.
You guys are family.
The cool thing is that we have all my viewers.
People don't know the full story. Like, people don't know the story I opened up now, you know. It's like people judge me, but, you know, so a lot of people think I was sober. That's the worst part about it.
I don't believe that you would do that sober.
Yeah, of course.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you.
And
I think that day on your Snapchat, you were blending mushrooms into a blender or something.
No. It was a few days before I did that viral video. I did a viral video of me doing the 30 grams of mushrooms on that day. I didn't film anything. Jeez. And I didn't sleep, actually. I forgot to tell you, 3 days before that incident. And you have to sleep on mushrooms and your body have to be clean and stuff. I was just doing my thing, you know.
So you rested in jail.
No, everyone is like, when I start posting, you finally out of prison. I did not go to jail. I went to jail for 6 hours. I got bailed out and that's it. I was facing long time prison time, but.
It's amazing how quick the internet can twist things.
Bro,
even as a friend, I didn't know a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you just see it.
Yeah.
You just hear it from other people or just friends of ours hitting me up.
Yeah.
Hey, this just happened. Actually, it's not even all of it was true. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here? What's the plan? Are you going back to pranks? Do you want to bring back the prank?
I want to bring the pranks back because YouTube is missing them. And I've been uploading on Facebook. I got a big audience on Facebook, like 7.4 million. It's still killing it, but a lot of recycled content. But I want my YouTube channel is demonetized. I never got my diamond plaque for 10 million subscribers. I want to bring, you know,
hold up. You hit 10 million.
Yeah.
You don't have a plaque.
No, they said no.
Why?
They said because I didn't have community guidelines, but since I had before, and every time I ask for a diamond plaque, they find a video to give me a strike, like they just did last week. I asked to be monetized again just to see what they say, and they just deleted 4 videos in one day and gave me a strike.
Wait, so if you have a current strike, you can't receive your button?
And you can't even get it when it expires. They just don't want to send it to me. They said, no, your channel, you know, the videos. Oh, they want me to delete all the videos for me to get a diamond plaque.
But those videos are how you got 10 million subscribers.
I know. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that burns, dude.
I know.
That's right? Hard to get, man. People don't understand 10 million is, it's brutal. It's on blood, YouTube. Sweat, and tears.
Yeah, this is not TikTok. Literally. 10 million.
Yeah, right?
In 3 days.
Mm. Oh, man. That's brutal. Yeah,
so... But I mean, it's just a piece of object.
I have a couple extra diamond buttons.
I know you do. Thank you. I appreciate it. Bring back pranks.
Listen, I think pranks are coming back a little bit. Yeah. I've seen more and more surface. I don't know how they work on YouTube, but for short form, you know, we would put all our best pranks in one video, right? These guys are just putting each reaction on a separate video. On shorts. Yeah. So on Instagram or TikTok, it's just one reaction. And the way the algorithms work now is it's about more content, right? So posting 10 a day, 30 a day mm-hmm. is how your channels blow up now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is so different than where we come from.
Yeah.
We come from like, you make your one most viral video of the week.
Yeah.
You post it. Things have changed, dude. I feel like an old man on YouTube, like for real. I am an old man.
I was making fun of you at 19. I was like, you're 30? And right. I'm 32. Yeah, not 32, 32.
30 also.
Dude,
broken time English. Goes so fast. Yeah. So you're gonna start making original content.
I'm going to make I have 80 original. I was like, I don't think I can ever come back with an original idea. And I just turned off my phone for one day. I actually counted 79 brand new original ideas, like a man on the street, but original. So I pre-filmed some, like, I believe 3 episodes. And I'm just gonna YouTube love consistency, same name, same time. I would make a video, got 20 million views, I'm celebrating with a party for a month.
Yeah.
That's what f***ed me up. Imagine if I was never drink alcohol since the beginning of my career, how much more probably I would be successful. You know,
no, you might not be successful at all.
Oh, at all.
Right, okay. Actually, you know that.
Oh, that's actually good. Yeah.
It's a double edged sword.
Double-edged, yeah.
It's being responsible with it.
Oh, really? Oh,
here you go, bro.
Oh, wow.
There you go, bro.
Thank you, but yeah, appreciate it.
A Chinese version.
The diamond.
Oh, it's shady. So I was like, why is this so light?
It's the straight from China diamond play button for you, bro.
Nice. Appreciate it.
I don't know where that came. I think that's maybe the one I
you shot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a bullet hole on the bottom.
Dude, my viewers were so mad. They thought I shot my diamond play button.
Oh, you didn't tell them? It was like a prank.
I did, but they didn't watch to the end, bro. Oh. Okay, so.
That and then. Since this podcast is already out, I know this sounds crazy, but me and my girlfriend launching OnlyFans, bro.
Actually.
Yeah, Vitaly X Delia. We already made it.
You don't think, listen, I'm a dad.
I know.
I got a beautiful wife and family. And
but I did ask you if the kids are watching this. You said no, so I'm plugging it in. I'm sorry.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I just wonder if you ever consider the energy you're putting out there.
Yeah.
Right. And the things that come with that energy.
Yeah.
Right. You've played in this field for a long time.
Yeah.
And you keep riding this thin line. This is my dad. This is dad talking right now. This is dad to a son. Do you ever consider that maybe that energy is what's bringing this harsh reality into your world?
What is? No, I don't think
the porn stuff.
And, no, I did Bang Bus 2011. No, and I don't consider really porn. It's home videos with your girlfriend. And honestly, if I showed you the numbers.
I know, but that's what's easy to fall into, right?
Yeah. But it's you don't know when the world's going to end. Look how fucked up this world is right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just 2022. If it was 1990s, yeah.
I think you'll do well.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I mean.
You guys gonna play it on this TV?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just, me and Britt will probably just be your first subscribers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We don't have an OnlyFans account.
No, well, we probably do, but it's not ours. I know my emails has to be signed up for everything.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just, yeah, just get back on you. You know, and I just want to prove myself, like, you know, that I'm not going out like this, you know, so. People love me. People still want to see me, you know.
People do, people still love you.
Yeah.
Still love you.
Thank you.
You got to prove it now.
Yeah.
You have a job now to redeem yourself.
Yep.
Like, people do mess up.
Yeah. And I feel like an exciting job because it's like, it's fun, you know, climbing to back to the top like the old days, you know, when you're sitting at the top. It's just.
It is fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's something to be said about
the bottom.
People
don't enjoy the journey.
There's something to be said about the bottom. When we started this podcast, the most excitement was starting at zero, not 15 million subscribers and trying to just hang on. Right now it's fresh and new. And if you get 1,000 subs in a day, it's exciting versus trying to hang on to this old channel. It's just, I lost the excitement. My viewers could see it. They could see me in my vlogs. Like, it's not real. I was starting to be like, God, I'm going to throw up. If I have to daily vlog, like, I'm literally going to throw up because I can't keep outdoing myself. Dude, it wore me out. I didn't know it was wearing me out until we had to leave the internet.
And it took me like, free.
It took me like 3 months to actually live life. Kids want to do something like, whoa, I'm not filming. But we can't
go to the zoo. I'm not going to film it.
I can't live life. I'm not filming. Yeah. It took me like 3 months.
Wow.
Before I was like, let's go have fun. Let's go hike in the woods. Let's go get on a boat. Let's go live life without a camera.
Yeah.
And it felt weird, dude. It was a disease. Mm-hmm. It was a disease, bro. I had to think that I had to create content. Wild. It still happens every
once. That's how I feel like with me and traveling. I'm like, yeah, just taking pictures. Everything has to be in a beautiful place. But yeah. Look at this. Look at this.
Instead of just putting the phone in the pocket. And just wow.
Yeah.
It's weird. So what's this pyramid story?
What's up? Me climbing the pyramids in Egypt?
That's illegal.
It's super illegal. So there's a crazy background story.
You know, I've been.
Yeah, I know. With Dennis, you did the pee prank.
Yeah, and they let us like go up a few blocks on the pyramids. Oh,
wow, you got lucky.
Yeah, they like, you know, go right there. Don't go any higher.
Yeah.
And those blocks are massive. There's no picture or video that shows the size of these pyramids, right? And you, of course, crazy. You went up this thing.
With a vape in my mouth. While the guy, so no, in 2013 or 2014, a president of Egypt wanted us, for me, Jay Alvarez, and a few influencers to fly to Egypt to climb the pyramids to promote Egypt. So they set up this whole trip around Egypt to promote the Egypt first, and on the last day we climbed the pyramids. They cancel it. I don't think it was even real. It's just this tourism company. Well, let's climb the pyramids. We're letting you guys. I said, guys, I look at that. I was like, I'm coming back here and climbing illegally. Now it's in my head. It's an awesome stunt. And, you know, I'm going to do something positive out of it. And yeah, I'm going to come back. And I was on a trip for Vitalian Center in Egypt. I was like, I'm going to need to go
climb that pyramid.
And climb the pyramid. Bro, it was a dark day. It was like clouds just about to close. I was this close of chickening out. And I just ran, and I ran on the wrong side. I ran in the blocks where they fade.
Oh.
So I started sliding it down. Oh, and I look back. I'm like, I'm not going to die, but I'll break a leg or two. So I started like doing like this with my nails to the big blocks that more spread open. And I start running. And you just hear whistles, people screaming at me. And the guy started chasing me. He couldn't climb up. So I climbed up. Beautiful, beautiful view. The energy was, sun's actually coming. Sunset, sun came out of the clouds. And I was like, I need to save this footage. I was prepared. I took the mini SD cards into a condom and shoved it up my butt.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. Nobody knows this. You're the first guys to know this. Wait, the story gets better. I was like, they're not deep enough. I got to go deeper because they're going to spread my ass cheeks. And
you knew they were going up there.
No, they didn't go up there.
You assumed.
No,
if you wanted to
climb down, they're going to take my GoPros. I'm going to lose the footage.
Okay.
So I had, they're up my butt deep. So I was like, my WhatsApp is not working to transfer the footage. So I call AT&T on top of the pyramid.
No.
It's time difference. They're not answering. So I'm listening to the music while I'm like waving at them. And
while
I'm,
you're
Yeah. And I'm climbing so slowly down. And finally, my WhatsApp messages go through, like the videos, just in case. I climb down and they take me. I was expecting to go to jail, but not for 5 days. And the jail experience, so they take me, and first thing they do when I get to jail, my ass cheeks.
No,
like, I am talking about, not just like,
Is that maybe because they saw you digging up there?
No, nobody saw it, dude. I spread my legs open. I flipped. I was like, who can say they did this on top of the pyramid? But you know how we do it, how loyal we're to the footage.
You know, I don't think I've been that loyal before.
But they're, at least they're mini SDs.
Yeah, you didn't get the full size SSDs. Yeah,
anyways, long story short, yeah, I'm in jail, and God, they put me in. So I don't poop for 5 days, right? Because I knew that I was waiting to get out of jail. So they put me in jail.
Hang on, you were in there for 5 days.
5 days. They keep telling me what I actually broke down and started crying, not because I was scared, because every hour they tell me I'm getting out the next hour since I got in.
And you're clenching these SD cards.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm like trying not to fart. Dude, hold on, just wait. The story gets better.
How could it?
Oh my God. So 5 days in jail, yeah. They transfer me from jail to jail. There's a truck, a box truck, and they like loading the inmates up. And they're like, you coming with us? I'm like, no, I'm supposed to get out. And they like with AKs, they're talking Arabic.
It's scary.
They throw us in, and the bus is like, supposed to hold 30 people. There's 100 of us. Everyone's on top of each other like this. And guess what? The inmates, I don't know how they smoke cigarettes. And there's a little box, and everyone's fighting for air. You just see gray. Everyone speaks Arabic. I'm the only white. I was like, this is amazing. I was like, this is like out of a movie. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to die or if somebody's going to find me. Nobody wants to help me. Yeah. They just completely ignored me. They didn't care about me. So they kept transferring me from jail to jail to jail, from different jail. It was just, dude, I was.
They didn't know what to do with you.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
He's got to poop eventually.
But then they bring me back to the pyramids, jail. And they're like, you're going to stay here. And they put me on the guards' bunk beds because you know what, how their jail is? They open the door like, you want to be like them? They open them, and it's five guys sleeping on each other, and there's no toilet. So when they pee, it leaks down into them. I swear to God.
So there's no match.
No. I had a bunk bed. Oh. They liked me. You know, I'm a tourist. They were scared to hurt me because maybe my embassy or something. And anyway, so like, dude, I can't hold this poop anymore. I got to go poop. I go poop. The condom comes out, but the SD cards are gone.
Huh?
I don't know. And maybe I'm still editing.
Have you had like a scan done to make sure they're
no, I didn't. Inside? I was thinking, so I was like, bro, I was like, this is bothering me. I take my poop, and I'm like, I gotta scan through it. And no SD cards were found. And guess what? And at the end, when I climbed down the pyramids, I put like extra ghost. So like, this is the SD cards, take them. It was me climbing down. But they ended up giving me the footage back. So I could have just held them in this. They actually gave me the GoPros and everything back. But they deported me. I got a blacklist. I'm not allowed to fly back to Egypt. And they took me from jail to my room. And police walked in, like, get ready. We're taking you to the airport. So, like, yeah, there was not, like, get out.
You had to leave. Yeah, you had to leave.
The police truck took me to the airport, like, a back door, probably like a private jet.
You stuffed it for no reason.
Yeah, bro. But maybe I'm still – that's why I have so many dreams lately.
You're like a vlog camera right now.
Yeah.
Does any of this sound crazy to you? Or is this just the normal day? That's an unbelievable story. You need to write a book.
You need to have a scan done to see. Are you writing a
book?
There.
I want to write a book. Yeah.
We should get an X-ray.
We should.
Yeah.
But no, the acid probably would dissolve it. No.
I don't know, dude.
Imagine they're still there and they still put
where? Like, where does micro SD cards go?
But what? And I put in a double condom too, and I wrapped it really good. Like, I tied it, double knotted.
Was the condom broke?
The condom wasn't, but the condom was open.
That was not a good double knot, bro.
It was not. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh my
gosh. So that's my story.
Wow.
But it was cool, man. Climbing the pyramids was all. That was a stunt.
How high did you make it?
To the top.
No way.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yes way.
How tiring.
It wasn't tiring. It was.
Bro, I was tired in four blocks. Those blocks are like 5 foot tall each.
Yeah. No.
Hundreds of blocks.
It's just so much adrenaline.
Yeah. Obviously.
How do you think the pyramids got there?
Oh, God. I actually tried to watch the documentary out of it. I don't know. There's so many conspiracies.
There are, dude. That's a fun rabbit hole, though. Yeah. I like that stuff. No, I really like that stuff. God.
That's a good question, though. I don't know, and I don't want to sound stupid, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
God, thank God they were built, right, so that you could double stuff some SD cards.
On the Holy Land.
I enjoyed the pyramid so much. I felt an energy there.
No, like, there's actually energy, yeah.
Like, actually, only two spots that I've ever felt that. One was the pyramids, and one was that Stonehenge. Stonehenge, have you been? Awesome. This is where the blocks are stacked in a circle. I felt energy there, like something. It's like, this is, you know, I don't do drugs. So it was real.
So how are other, haven't you went to jail in other countries before? For for the World Cup,
streaking,
stuff like that.
Streaking, yeah.
How do those?
Oh my God. There's another story.
Let's hear it. Now a word from our last sponsor on this podcast, BetterHelp. How well would you take care of your car if you had to keep the same one your entire life? That's how our brains work. So why don't we treat them that way? How we care for our minds affects how we experience life, so it's important to invest time and care into keeping them healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There is also BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp. I have friends personally that use BetterHelp. It's helped them a lot. It's so customizable. You can choose between male, female. They have checkpoints that you can. It's very personal, and it's somebody to chat with. Privately. BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And just for you guys, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Roman. Always promo code Roman, R-O-M-A-N. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Roman.
You remember the World Cup?
Of course. I was in your apartment.
Yeah, watching.
I went
from your apartment.
Back to streak the Copa in the same stadium disguised. Copa America. So it's the
South. Okay, I did see your picture. I can put it up on the screen.
No.
Different.
I'm talking about
one.
2 years ago.
Oh, this was recent. You just tried.
No, I didn't try anything recent. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know.
All right.
I didn't try anything recently. What did I try recently?
You just sent me a picture wearing a mustache and glasses and...
No. That was for a play. Hold on. I go back to that same stadium, Macarena or whatever it's called, and I go disguised and I just see the security. He's just holding
they
hands.
Know.
There's no way I could get into it. Yeah. I was like, but I know I'm going to be a pussy if I don't try. I try. They catch me. I expect that. I go back to the same jail as the World Cup. But they don't know I'm disguised. So I'm sitting there for 5 hours. And then the guy runs in with the paper of me streaking the... Oh. Like, puta! Bah! Bah!
Hitting you?
Like, yeah, like with a paper. Like you rip my mustache off. Wig! Ah! Like in Portuguese. So I'm like... I'm like, damn it. It's the same stadium. So like, you're going to see the judge. Last time I didn't have to do it. The judge asked in court, as soon as in the... jail in the stadium.
Jail court.
I see a court. Yeah. And he goes, you got to pay us 200 reais to get out. And if you guys can guys look it up, how much 200 Brazilian reais? I think that's 50 grand to get my passport back. I said, haha, you guys are correct. They wanted cash.
50K cash. That's pocket money.
They're like, I was like, you guys, I'm sorry, but this is a corrupt country. You guys are going to take this money. No, we're going to build school for kids. You're going to help us a lot. And I'm like, I don't have that type of money. They're like, look at your Instagram. You're rich. And I did a brand deal with Omega watch with a fake golden astronaut. They're like, he has golden toys. I'm like, God, how am I going to get out of this? So we came to a conclusion to $1,000.
50 to 1,000.
Yeah. 200 is maybe
tough,
more.
Tough negotiators, bro.
I said, keep me here. Brazil is not that bad. I was like an asshole because like, how can you add like so corrupt 200,000 for trying to run across the field, you know? So I was just like, keep me here, blah, blah, blah. We came to a conclusion. So I gave him $1,000.
When you streaked the first World Cup.
Yeah.
That was epic. That went so far. LeBron James posted it. It was super crazy.
Yeah.
You had to pay a fine that time and you didn't pay.
Yeah.
So when you went back.
It was 90. They asked for $100. I had 90. They're like, no, keep it for the taxi ride. Come back tomorrow. And then my next day was my flight. And it's not on computers. Everything's on a piece of paper. I'm like, they don't care. They fed me. They charged my phone. I'm like, it's fine. Whatever.
Are you done streaking?
Yeah, no, I'm retired.
Yeah. You know, I got thrown out of a Cleveland game.
Oh, yeah. I remember
because of your streak. They just assumed I was going to do it. because I knew you.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually got hauled out.
That's crazy.
As soon as we sat down, we had like, not front row, but we were
And you right, paid for the tickets?
Yeah, it was company. It was like a business thing. Okay. But we were all like, you know, expensive seats.
Yeah.
As soon as we sat down, I just noticed all these cops coming and setting up around us. I'm like, oh God, dude, I have no intentions of doing anything.
No, I know.
Right? Yeah, I got hauled out of there.
That's crazy.
It's kind of weird too, because they took me out after the game. Like they all stacked around us.
Oh, you watched the game.
But after the game, everybody went out on the court. The second I touched the court, they came and handcuffed me, took me out. It's like they were waiting for me to go out there.
But didn't they ban you from coming back?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mine was petty. It was like,
I thought they said, you're like, if I want to bring my family back, I'm not welcome. You're not welcome.
I don't remember, but it's just being associated with you. It was pretty intimidating, bro.
Yeah, no, they have pictures of me in different outfits. I sent it to my girlfriend in stadiums. Yeah, I'm banned from like every stadium in the world.
Rightfully. Didn't you try the Super Bowl, no?
Yeah, I tried the Super Bowl so many times, but
they're smart. They know.
No, they're not smart. The first time I tried to streak it, I said, if I get 100,000 retweets, I'll streak the Super Bowl publicly. Logan Paul, I think, retweeted it, and I got 100,000 retweets in 24 hours. So as soon as I got on my seats, they were waiting for me. All right, fine.
They knew.
Next time, what happened? Next time, yeah, I just got caught. One time I got to the locker room, and they're like, that motherfucker has a wig on. Catch him. So I got caught there. Then the third time I went there, I didn't want to go disguised. I just put a scarf over my face. And the security is like, yo, Vitaly, while the NFL agents are waiting for me. I'm like, So, yeah. And then they just put me in jail for 3 days for not even like, they set up punch the cop too. And like, it's on video. It's all on YouTube. I did not do anything. I was just like, I'm not doing anything.
Wow.
So I had my buddy run with the bikini Italian center just to prove a motherfucker.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. I was just like, it's pretty much inspiring people that if you ever wanted something to do in your life so badly, you can do anything.
Bro, you're a real villain. You're an actual villain, bro. Yeah. Like, if there was a cartoon about a little problem child.
That's Chucky, my favorite movie.
You're like Chucky mixed with problem child.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
I can just, it's been an honor to watch you, bro.
Thank you.
Over the last, like,
decade.
Sheesh. Yeah. I'm like the, we're polar opposites. Like, similar in certain ways, but polar opposites. Like, I'm happy with my wife and my kids and living in a little town in Ohio.
Oh, you remember how much I was telling you how lovely you guys have it out here?
Yeah,
I think I'm done with the city life, bro. It's so peaceful here.
You come here one time, you're like, I think I'm going to settle down.
Yeah.
Have some chickens.
Yeah.
You fall in love with our chickens.
Yeah. Well, not like that, but.
Hey. I don't know, bro. Most people know us from pranks.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time? Well, I know there was, that you were actually scared for your life. In the realest of pranks, the real ones.
Yeah.
The real ones.
Okay, so you actually want to know?
Like, actual fear, because one time, we got legit jumped, real jumped, off camera. We were done filming all night, me, Dennis, Chase.
By the same people you pranked?
Nope. We were completely done filming. We were walking back with all our cameras to the car. And a group of guys come up to us. And I don't remember why they wanted the cameras.
Yeah.
I think they wanted the cameras.
That was the big one at the time, right?
Yeah, we filmed on big cameras. It's nice. We're downtown and totally legit. They start, Dennis got cocky. He said something like, you're not going to take nothing. Right? And that led to just start swinging. Dennis was on the ground, just getting punched, kicked. The only thing that broke it up was a car came right in the street and just started honking and everybody scattered. But I believe his phone was taken.
Wow.
And one of our biggest rules always is that you never stop recording ever.
Yeah, of course.
And the first thing, Dennis stands up, did you record it?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
no, bro. And we were so crushed. Because we back in that day, we didn't ever want beat up.
Yeah.
But that would have been gold.
Of course.
Right? It would have been gold.
Now
for
you
us.
Can't even post that.
Now you can't even post it. But that would have been like why we're out there.
That's
the
whole point.
We need controversy. We need that. Oh, so we were crushing. That was a scary moment. Like, it was scary.
Yeah, wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah. How about you? Anything scary? Like, legit?
No, actually, recently when I just started filming, I'm scared to get shot. Before, I didn't feel like that. Because the world is so crazy. Yeah, different time. But maybe I'm getting older too. But I almost got shot for that Miami Zombie prank. Remember they got pulled out a gun? The whole video was 100% real.
It was.
Yeah, but I didn't see it until I started editing. I just see the guy go. The sandal saved my life, I think. If I didn't pick up his sandal and he pulled out a gun on me, he would have shot me. Because he was like, it was crazy. And other pranks? No, not really. Yeah. I just didn't think about like people getting... Now...
It is a different
That's time. Why I like pranking on the beach. Everyone's in bathing suits. I can see it.
You know they're not. Yeah.
No, we're living a crazy world now. Wow. Yeah. You say what's up to a wrong person. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I think I care about life too much now.
Yeah.
I was a little, never as carefree as you.
Yeah.
And that's maybe what's happening to you. You love life.
Yeah.
You're starting to see life for its beauty. You're in Switzerland. You're in Egypt. You're traveling the world, posting pictures that I'm like, honey, we need to go. Like, what are we doing in Ohio? So you love life more.
Yeah.
You care.
I mean, I always liked life, but I never thought I was going to get shot for a prank.
Yeah, but now imagine you're raising kids.
Yeah.
This was always my hesitation. Like, I got family, bro. But it also kept me grounded and kept me anchored.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe that's hitting you a little bit. 30 now, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to pop one soon.
Yeah, have a kid? Little V?
Little V.
Boy or girl, what do you want?
I don't know. After meeting your girl, she can't stop smiling. She says she waves goodbye to you.
Yeah.
She says, "Dad, I love you." It gives you a kiss before you go. I'm like, "What's going on?"
I can't leave without it. If I leave,
I did not want a girl. Now I don't think I would care.
Oh, they're magic, bro. They're magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So special.
But I always wanted a boy.
She's almost five, so she hasn't gotten to that hard.
She's
stage.
So happy. I love it. All your kids are happy.
Yeah. They got.
But I don't know how you have four. I'm sorry. That's just a little ridiculous to me.
Well, a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of COVID. You start pumping out kids, bro. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. No. You don't get stressed? What's one doing?
We actually
one,
oh my like, gosh, we're always stressed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why we have a nanny.
Yeah, kids are stressed, bro. Yeah. It's love. It's way more love than stress. But yeah, kids are stressful. Yeah, plenty of days I'll be like, thank God we don't have cameras on us, bro. Be canceled instantly. No, it's just parent stuff, you know?
Yeah.
One's throwing something and, fighting. And
so what are you doing with your main channel, bro?
What?
You told me you forgot the login. Stop lying. It's called Forgot Password.
God's honest truth. Okay. I have no way to get in that account.
How?
I'm working with Google right now.
Okay.
Here's what they want from me.
Yeah.
They want a video of me logging in to my Instagram, my Twitter, all my accounts. They want to see it live on video.
Okay.
To prove that it's me.
Okay.
To get into this account.
So what's wrong with that? But they don't see your password. They see the black dots.
I don't know what they see. but it's a lot of work, bro. My passwords are like this long.
Me too.
And then I got these two steps and these.
Yeah.
Like half this crap I don't even know how to do anymore.
Yeah.
Like honestly.
Are you planning to do anything when you do a backlog back in?
What would I do?
Another.
I feel like anything would just get demonetized and. Yeah, maybe.
Is that channel even
still monetized?
Do you want to do something? Like, if I get into you, you want to do something like the first video?
I would be here in the day.
Do you want the channel?
I'm selling my second channel.
Everything's for sale, folks.
Yeah, no, I'm actually YouTube. Yeah, the Vitaly, where I did the vlogs. Vitaly's EDTV the second. I don't know. It's just dusting. Like, I feel bad. The main channel I'll keep, but the second channel.
Here's why I feel bad.
What?
I told everybody if we hit 10 mil on that channel.
I know.
That I would make a prank. Well, the prank was I wasn't making a prank, bro. That's what it turned into. But I feel bad because I owe them like a legit prank. Dennis and I actually went out to film it, but we didn't get a whole video.
Mm.
It's like, dude, it's so hard now. Nobody cares.
What was the last video on that channel?
Yeah, it was the toilet paper, Logan Paul.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 5 years.
Scott's tube.
Yeah, I need to get into the account, which is a pain.
You don't remember the email to it?
The email doesn't exist anymore.
You deleted an email?
It doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to get into it.
Oh my God.
That's real. Yeah, I just don't have access to the account. It's crazy.
It's like not at gmail.com. Like the email is like something weird.
Yeah, it's not.
YouTube told you that if you do that, they'll give you back.
They did.
So that's good. That makes you feel better a little bit.
I have ways to get into it. the other issue is something stopped. If I didn't log into it in a certain time, like AdSense and stuff, so there's no income on that channel, like there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I didn't even log in for that, bro. They're like, if you don't log in, all your money's gone. I was like, yeah, I'm not logging in. I'll get no more money from that channel. It's probably petty anyway.
Yeah. I'm demonetized. So.
Yeah.
Every time I ask for money. But pranks don't even make money anymore.
But you Facebook need, does.
Facebook is crazy.
You're crushing it on Facebook.
I need to make new videos, which I am. But it's like hit or miss with Facebook. It can be a monetized. The video is monetizable, but it's not going to hit you. And then the crazy COVID video is going to be monetized. It's just a 50-50, man. Or you could, the best thing about this Facebook, you can just keep deleting it and re-uploading it until you see the green.
Yeah, that's wild. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Because my TikTok, I can't post anything. They let me post podcast clips. So I just post it for a couple of days. I just delete it.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets either 100,000 views or 1,000,000. There's no rhyme.
Where? TikTok?
Yeah.
How many followers you got on TikTok? I got banned from that.
Nothing though or something. Yeah, I can't post anything. Yeah, I can't post anything that
with action
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little kid on an RC taking off.
Dangerous activity.
Dangerous activities. Wow, it's sensitive. It's sensitive, bro. That's why I came out with this right there.
Don't be a snowflake.
Yeah, it's not political. It's like everyone's so freaking sensitive.
Oh, that's a cool little face.
Yeah, I love it. I love him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not about Paul. Everyone's like political, bro. No, just it wears you out how sensitive people are. Yeah. Everyone cries about everything.
Everything.
Can't put a kid on an RC car, bro. It's my kid. The whole video's fake.
And half of it's a doll.
Half of it's a
doll. You got hate for that video?
No, just from social media.
Oh, can't social post media. Yeah.
Instagram's been good to me. That's you do good. Stuff on Instagram?
A little bit here and there. I feel losing my accounts.
That's it. No, it's not good for you if you've lost accounts, bro. I've heard if you put 2.0 at the end of your name, you're good.
Vitaly 2.0?
Yeah.
2.0.
Yeah, it protects your account, dude.
I'm in the process of getting it back, so I think I'll get it back. But because they were my first bands, so we'll see. But yeah, Facebook is good.
Good.
Yeah.
So you got
it's my main platform. All right. Yeah.
So there's a story that nobody knows about. I don't think we've ever talked about. Have you ever talked about our movie?
No.
So we're making a movie, Natural Born Pranksters. This is 2014.
I think writing in 14, shooting in 15.
Oh my God.
Uploading in 16.
Two things.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, never at any time were never at any time was a single one of those pranks fake, to my knowledge. And I remember many times going up to the producers after a reaction.
Yeah, we asked.
And we were like, that guy had to know.
Yeah, the old guy with the massage.
I'm you like, guys guy, had to. Yeah. And they would get so mad at us.
Yeah.
They would storm off. They would threaten to quit because we were questioning whether it was real or not.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fake. This guy had to have known.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they swore up and down. In fact, we would get in trouble for even bringing it up. They would get so mad, you remember? So we quit asking.
Mm-hmm.
But to my knowledge, you, me, Dennis, have no idea whether any of those people knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Zero.
Second part, because I would tell you right now if we faked any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me. Second thing, how much money did you make?
Why are you laughing? You only made 100K.
No, I know, but...
I know. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
We got the contracts for the movie. And Roman's like, I'm not doing the movie unless I get 100K up front. I'm like, Roman, this is such a huge opportunity. Come on. You're going to be the guy that's going to make us not make the movie. But now looking at
it. Yeah, it almost held the whole movie up.
Yeah, he was the smartest one. Me and Dennis got the higher percentage. And I was like, I trusted Dennis's lawyer. It's like, yeah, we got the contract sorted. I'm like, Dennis, all right, since you have your lawyer, review, tell him to review my contract. I trust him too. And then they sold it to Netflix, I believe, for $3 million, rumors.
I don't know. I actually don't know any numbers.
Anyways, we got paid zero.
$0.
Me and Dennis. And Roman was a small one taking 100K, but that movie made, I think, good money.
It did.
But who cares? I mean, it's a lesson. It's Hollywood. I don't care.
But that sucks. You guys put so much time.
It was so fun at the time.
But it's so nice to see you on the big screen.
So fun at the time arguing about the money. Because everyone was backing. This would be the biggest movie. And I was like, I don't care. Just give me this.
You got 10%.
Everyone said I was the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
Even 100K. Come on, bro. We put life into that.
Yeah.
Right. But no, I was happy with it. I was like, I made a good decision at the end of the day. Had it blown up, I would have been an idiot.
Yeah.
I just called that one. So you and Dennis never made a penny?
No.
What about for tour? Did they pay us for tour?
No.
So we never got any money?
No. Did we even get the money on the merch that was sold?
No.
No, dude.
I think paid for tour, bro.
Be serious.
I think so. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. It would have been fractional.
Yeah.
No, but I was always trying to get money up front because.
No, but it was a cool experience watching those days. I still watch it from time to time.
It's a fun movie. I don't care what anybody says, it's fun to watch. Yeah. There's plenty of funny moments.
Rated R.
Yeah,
hard R. Hard R, which was awkward because the movie took so long to make that in between starting the movie and finishing the movie, I had transitioned to PG.
Yeah.
I went clean, family friendly. So when we went on tour, all these little kids were showing up with their mom and dad. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting there looking at each other like, oh, crap, dude. Yeah, it was hard R. Yeah, dude. I remember mom and dad coming to that. And I was like, here we go. I'm going to disappoint them. They're so supportive. They loved it. But, you know. It was a good time. It was a fun time in our life.
Yeah.
It's like we were in our prime, but also making a movie. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. Had a lot of fun people in it. But yeah, you never got a penny for it.
Mm-mm.
God.
It's all good.
You don't mind?
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
Live and learn.
The experience.
Experience. Exactly. Experience.
But
you learn from
the part that hurts a little bit is we know somebody got a lot of money.
Of course.
That's the Hollywood part that's tough.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time where Dennis and you were very upset.
I was just trying to...
Because we were hearing of these dollar figures.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to hire a lawyer and he said it's impossible.
Yeah, so they're smart, man.
Well, everyone's blaming each other, and this, Lions game.
I'm like, I got my 100K, boys. Wonder what I spent that on.
If you got a million, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, that would have been a much better deal.
I mean, just our apartment cost way more than that, staying there for the movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
$6,000 a month.
You guys moved to LA for that time.
I mean, I dedicated my life.
Oh, so you really made like $5K.
I didn't make any money, bro.
Yeah.
After tour, we didn't make any money. That $100K was gone so fast. Just in the apartment, it was gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Live and learn.
Yeah, it's a fun experience. Paid for the experience, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Britt, do you have any memories? Like, we spent a lot of time away from each other at that time when we were climbing, we were growing together.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we always talked about how we literally launched at the same time.
Yeah.
Dropped Zombie Prank when we dropped Pee Prank.
Yeah.
It was like collision of success on YouTube. And we always talked about how easily we could have been enemies.
Yeah.
But we were like, you know what? We're the two biggest, edgiest. Let's just join forces.
Yeah.
That's how we took over.
Yeah.
But we had to spend a lot of time away. You had a place in LA you let me stay at all the time.
Yeah.
Do you have any like memories of like my husband's gone, he's in LA with the craziest guy on earth?
I think the one time I remember, I mean, obviously there was a lot of times you would always call me, whatever. But I was always worried because this guy's crazy going out and you're like out there living with him.
Yeah.
He was drinking Jack and Coke and editing every night.
Yeah, literally. The vlogs kept me safe.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything. I had to edit.
I remember waking up one morning, getting on my computer to ship out like whatever Smilemore stickers we had or whatever. Alex Mendel's video popped up of you guys going out and it's just Roman's butt.
I don't remember that.
And I'm like,
I actually remember that. It was at a YouTube event we went to.
Yeah, it was me, like you, and Alex. Streamy Awards or something like that.
Well, you flashed somebody?
Nah, it was
for the
thumbnail.
He just had his whole butt out. I was like, you said you weren't going to go out drinking.
I didn't inspire him. That's Romy. Romy gets wild.
No, you were probably like, pull down your pants. And I was like, let's go.
Being at home with our kids,
it does make it hard.
I'm like, you're supposed to be out there working and blah blah blah.
Oddly enough, that was working for us.
Yeah,
it was like it was working.
more views.
It was working. Yeah,
a box thumbnail now.
It was a double-edged sword, dude. I always had to be cautious, but you're right. The vlogs kept me so safe. I could never go out because I had to edit constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, but also it was always my excuse when we were at places, when we were at those events. It's like, I got to go back and edit. It's like my way of calling it a night.
Except for that night.
Yeah. No, there was definitely.
I remember you waking up to me screaming at you on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh,
you didn't even remember.
That's probably hungover.
Yeah, for sure. And it's 3-hour time difference.
See, that's my crazy.
Yeah.
Mooning a camera, bro. Upsetting my wife for 10 minutes. your crazy is doing different things with your butt. That's wild, bro. Two different lives, man.
Yeah, so that was definitely hard, but
you have 500,000 followers on Instagram now.
Yeah,
because your other ones have been pulled.
Yeah, I had that was my backup account, so I had two backups. The main one got deleted with 3 million. The
imagine
other one
with a million. Having backups for your backups. What are you doing differently on this account that's not?
Oh, I already got so many violations on it for promoting my fight, bullying. Come on.
What?
Yeah, when I was
promoting your fight.
Yeah, bullying because I said I'm gonna kill that mother.
Yeah, well, maybe the word kill is.
Yeah, see, but that's how I talk. anyways, so yeah, that Vitaly the Goat. Yeah.
Vitaly the Goat.
And then if people want to see my apology video, just go check it out. It's my main channel.
Yeah.
It's already up. And me and my girlfriend launched OnlyFans, Vitaly X Delia.
Holy smokes.
18 plus, guys. 18 plus. Don't get lost.
Don't get lost in the sauce. Well, Vitaly,
thank you so much for having me. It's crazy. Roller coaster.
Honestly, we could talk for days.
Yeah.
I think people would probably like a part two.
Yeah, let's see.
Then
tomorrow, I don't know how this happened. Don't ask me. Maybe I'll explain it in the next vlog. I'm going to Africa with Leonardo DiCaprio.
On his flight, on his plane.
On his private.
Private.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. That's part two.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Vitaly. Oh my God, dude. Yeah,
should I prank him?
Is he going to be on your new OnlyFans or?
We actually doing a collab?
Collab for OnlyFans.
We'll see. Vitaly, yeah. Listen, man.
Thank you, bro.
You're a brother for life. Yeah. You've been part of my family for a long time.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on our podcast.
Of course.
I'm excited to see you become this new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new, better version of Vitaly.
New Vitaly.
Not the old Vitaly.
I think people are rooting for you, man. I think they are. Yeah. You're always going to have hate.
Of course.
Right?
And, yeah, I mean,
but so do I. And I try to do my best.
Everybody.
I literally do my best to lift people. And I still get hate.
But come on. Those people that hate, they're miserable.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what they are, but they're not happy.
They're not happy.
And they're certainly not in public.
And, like, if I dislike somebody, I never went out of my way to leave a bad comment.
Right.
Ever. And I'm not saying everybody should be like this. Everyone's their own person. But it's like, you must be going through something to hate on somebody. But yeah, it's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, you feel sorry for them. Like, hopefully they get better too.
Imagine all the time they're wasting leaving hate comments, what they can be learning, e-commerce and stuff.
Dude, you're not kidding, bro. Yeah, man, we just got to hope for everybody's on their own journey. Everyone's in their own place.
Yep.
You just got to hope everybody, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the lesson is really hard. You've experienced hard lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can inspire, you know, hopefully we can keep people from making those mistakes through these stories. You know, you need to write a book.
I will.
That's my challenge to you.
Okay.
I want you to write a book.
Are you going
to
read it?
I'll be your first sale.
Okay, perfect.
But you have enough stories to write a book.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to end it with the chapter that happened. Yeah. I gotta.
It's a second book.
Oh, yeah.
It's a business, bro.
It's a business.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for watching, listening. Spotify, iTunes, everywhere podcasts are available. And of course, here on YouTube.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you. You're beautiful. You're one of a kind. Smile more.
Your life, your choice.
Oh, we could fly. This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. This is your summer. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes. We can fly.